In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus told Peter, after Peter had made the great confession, that you are Peter, and it is upon this rock that I will build my church. Now, when was Christ's church built? Well, we see this coming about in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came into that place and the apostles stood up and began speaking in the different tongues of the people there. And they proclaimed to them that the Jews, that is those who were gathered, had crucified Jesus the Christ. Then starting there in chapter 2 and verse 38, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Christ Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then again in verse 40, and with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And then verse 46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The church is not a building. The church is not some idea. Rather, the church is made up of people. Always has been, always will be. As it says there, with all people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Take a look then in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we see such a gathering of these people. Now, the people make up the church, but at the same time, the word church can be used to refer to the assembly of the people in the church. And in 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul actually rebukes the church at Corinth regarding the fact that they did not come together for the correct purpose. It says there in verse 18, for first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. He was rebuking them because they were not coming together properly to partake of the Lord's Supper. But notice the contrast there. He said that they were coming together into one place, and it was a place apart from their homes. It was people coming together to commemorate Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Then turn then just one more chapter over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where we see exactly how this group of people is supposed to work together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 12. For as the body is one, has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. When we obey the gospel, we become part of that church. And as we know from Ephesians 1, 20 and 21, that is Christ's body, and is made up of those who willingly obey Him.